Welcome to the doubled up podcast.
Welcome to the doubled up podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Doubled Up Podcast, the weekly podcast talking all things trainers, sneakers, kicks, craps, whatever you call them, wherever you are in the world. I'm Matt, and with me, as he is every single week, is Scott. Scott, how you doing, mate?
I'm good. I'm glad I managed to actually get here and not still be in a food coma after my my birthday weekend extravaganza in Bristol.
Hey, it looked good. I saw the Instagram post. It looked like there was a lot of food, and
too much.
You were also showing me some. You were saying there were a lot of good shoes on the shelf, but you didn't come home with anything.
I didn't come home with any shoes. No. Honestly, I said to you before we came on air that I've injured my knee and leg. And the ongoing joke at work is the fact that basically I put on so much weight from the weekend that I've the extra weight is what's damaged my leg. Because, yeah, we started off in Sandwich, which there's one opening in London. They're bringing their wares from Bristol to London. And honestly, the most ridiculous sandwiches, like the size of them is just beyond crazy. Like, there, it's one of those proper ones where they make the sandwich and they cut through it, kind of fold it in half. And this guy had a breakfast one next to me, and it was the size of my head. Like, it's not even an exaggeration. Like, it was absolutely massive. And so I started my breakfast with a beef brisket stacked sandwich with mac and cheese,
wow,
pickles, the lot. I thought, yeah, look, if I'm going for it, you know, start as you need to go on. So yeah, barbecue beef burnt ends, mac and cheese, lettuce, gherkins, mayo, yeah, for breakfast.
And what time in the morning was this?
10 o'clock.
Hey, it's your birthday, you can't do any wrong.
So yeah, we did that. Yeah, then we moved on to Full Court Press, which is a little coffee place literally around the corner from Sandwich. But when I say proper nerd coffee, I do mean like everything is, it's not like a barista station or anything. It's like everything's brewed by the cup, each individual one. They have the timers on, so they knew exactly what time to brew. I don't recall it used to be like that, but clearly that's where they are.
It's turned into that.
One of the best cups of coffee. Like, it, I just discovered it because I just put in coffee shop Bristol and it came up as the number one rated. So I thought, hey, I'll try it. And I've been going there ever since. And then, ended up in 0 degrees microbrewery drinking beer and having what was voted the best pizza in the country. Not to mention the
Scotch
egg.
Sandwich, coffee,
the Scotch egg, the cheesecake
pizza.
That was ridiculously sized as well. Yeah, I ate way too much food. Like, I got to the end of the day and was like, this is not going to end well for me. But then I woke up the next morning hungry.
But your stomach was used to it at that stage. It was like, come on, yesterday you stuffed me to the brim. Today is feeling a little bit bland. So, I'm incredibly jealous. It sounds like a fantastic day. So,
it was,
you've got to say, it only comes around once a year. You've got to celebrate.
Exactly. And that's the thing I thought, celebrate. I prepared for buying stuff, whether it be shoes and all that. Went to, size. And I will say, size had a good selection. But Route 1, they had so many dunks, SB dunks sat on the shelf. The new kind of Valentine's dunks were beautiful. They had Polaroids, they had Court Purples, there was even a pair of Chicago's on the shelf, which I'm assuming was just old stock that they'd kind of brought out,
leftover from before rather than the new ones.
Yeah, they had absolutely loads. And then kind of went to Kushti, where they had loads of Sauconys on sale and a lot of amazing Adidas pairs as well. But those the Raised by Wolves Grid Azura that were sat there, and they just had them delivered. I said to the woman, if you got any sizes in these, assuming she was going to go, no, that's the last one. And she went, the delivery came in last week. So yeah, we got full size run other than 11, because Why would you have an 11? But Verity was very happy because it meant that, yeah, she didn't like them at all. So it meant that I didn't buy something that she hated.
Hey, but if you were going to buy a shoe that she, if you were going to buy a shoe that she didn't like, your birthday's the day to do it, because you do have the ultimate get out of jail sort of trump
It
card
is.
there, where it's like, hey, look, I want it, it's my birthday, and there's nothing she can say about it.
It's very true. It's very true. I bought myself a nice jacket instead, but I'm to a degree, I'm kind of glad I didn't buy any shoes because I know we've been saying for a while that it's been a bit slow, but this past week is there's so much coming out that I'm there like, yes, please. I think I feel like I've been just bombarding our group chat with pictures of shoes pretty much daily at this point,
Yeah.
multiple times a day. It's
The
so
thing,
much
hey,
good stuff.
I tell you what, I'm so happy to see it. But the thing that's been for listeners that's been coming through in our group chat more than anything is the 991 V2. I know we've sort of really been singing its praises over the last sort of few weeks. And you, especially after last week's sleeper pick, where I did an awful job of trying to basically say that the 991 V2 that we spoke about last week was a sort of New Balance Yeezy love child. That particular pair, the pair we spoke about last week with the blue sort of upper and the blues and the greys and sort of orange bits on the midsole. You've been sending a lot of pictures through. Like, you are absolutely. Absolutely, hook, line, and sinker, ready for a pair of 991 V2s.
I am. The problem is, there's so much. I mean, the 991 V2s, the rosewood colorway looks beautiful. But then the pictures of the blue pair, in some pictures, they look really blue. They look like Joe Freshgoods blue, like we said. But then in others,
Yeah.
they look way more grey. And I love both. And then not to mention, there's kind of this kind of white slash grey pair that's kind of come up as well, which looks really good. Honestly, and then not to mention all the Adidas stuff, all the Spezial stuff that's been coming through has looked great. There's another S&S GT Adidas coming through that looks amazing.
That
It's
S&S
just
GT, before the
oh.
Samba hype really hit, I'm not going to turn around and say that we were there before the hype, because we weren't. But we had been saying, sort of maybe 2022, I think it was, we did say the best thing Adidas had done that year was everything they did with the S&S GT. And it seemed like the S&S GT sort of went a little bit quiet. And now, right in the middle of this hype, bang. S&S GT2. And yeah, the pair that we've seen online is this beautiful sort of green and white gum sole pair. And yeah, I've said time and time again, Scotty boy, I love myself a green pair of shoes. So
Oh, it's beautiful. It is
yeah, it's a
beautiful.
really, really nice pair.
And then that's not even mentioning the Air Max Day stuff that's obviously been coming out, that you've got obviously the anniversary kind of the blue big bubbles, which great. I love my anniversary red pair. I wear them so much. And then obviously you have the Air Max Day pair with the vault sole, which originally I was there like, is it? And the more I see it, the more I like it. And that poses a conundrum in itself as to, well, two Air Max. Slightly different from one another, but honestly, there's too much. There's too much, and
And
it's hurting me.
on top of that, simmering in the background, where they're obviously going to be very, very hard to get a hold of. But we've also got a Overkill times Adidas 20th anniversary pack that seems to have sort of come out of nowhere. That's going to be releasing sort of in the next couple of weeks. And we'd seen rumors online, hadn't we, of a ZX? I think it would. I think it's a ZX 6000. I think it's officially now a 6000. But we sort of saw the idea that Adidas an Overkill were doing another ZX collab, and we sort of saw that it was a variation on the ZX 5000 blue and sort of grey pair, or at least that's what it looks like. Then it comes out that it's entire pack, and we have a ZX 6000, an EQT Guidance, and Spiritane 2000, and every single pair in the pack looks gorgeous. I think there's multiple colorways per shoe as well. They've got a black, white and grey EQT, black, white, orange and grey EQT. You've then got, again, black, white and grey Spiritane 2000. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not familiar with the actual model, so I might be saying that wrong. But again, they've got one with green, one that's just black and white. You've then got the ZX, that one's blue, black and grey. Then the other one where it's just white, black and grey. Like, it seems to be a six pair pack. I don't know. It might just be three pairs and I'm misunderstanding it, but I think it might be six pairs.
From the videos, it looks like the black iterations, like with the black stripes and stuff, are friends and family pairs.
Oh, okay.
That's what, well, in the video, because they've been releasing kind of the funny videos of the guy who's just been employed at Overkill and basically just messing up all the time. And in one of the clips, somebody goes, "Can I have that pair of shoes?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, 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 I've made my first sale." And the guy goes, "What? That was the friends and family pair, not for sale." And that was the black ZX6000. So that looks like it might be the way. But either way, I mean, they look beautiful. They're going to be very sought after from Adidas heads. So yeah, there's a lot at the moment. But the thing is, there is a lot. But the pair that does keep coming up is a pair of GR New Balance. Like, all of it. You've got Cactus Jacks possibly dropping soon. There's obviously Trophy Rooms that are coming out that may talk about it a bit, but it's just one of those where I keep seeing all of these 991 V2s and all of the colorways, just even the ones that I thought, the bright blue one that you picked not long ago, and then the kind of beautiful, the all orange one. Yeah, what? They look incredible. This is going to be a tough time. If I can make it through this month, I reckon I'm going to be good for the rest of the year. But I've got to make it through this month.
If you can fight this temptation, then you'll be good for the rest of the year. Well, yeah. We're talking about shoes that are really being pushed in the sort of sneaker domain right now. You mentioned with sort of Air Max Day, the big pair that I think Nike seem to really want the machine to get behind is, of course, the Nike Air Max DN. We saw recently in London, I originally sort of signed up to go and then last minute basically couldn't make it. But we had the Nike event that was hosted in London, which was the Nike Air Max DN car boot, I think it was, where people had an opportunity to sort of buy the pairs in advance, as well as some other apparel and things like this. Soul Supplier are really getting behind the Air Max DN and really sort of pushing as much content as they possibly can. A lot of other sort of media outlets are again really, really pushing the DN. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting. Some people seem to really, really, really love it and can't wait to sort of get behind it as a silhouette. Others are a little bit more on the fence. But we thought we'd use this as an opportunity in this little intro segment to sort of talk about it, because we've mentioned the DN a couple of times now in previous weeks, but we haven't sort of really given our thoughts on, do we like the shoe? Do we not like the shoe? And we've also seen a article come out. Specifically, I've seen the Nice Kicks post, but I do think that the same sort of post has gone out on a couple of different outlets with basically every colorway of Nike Air Max DN that is going to be releasing this year. And we thought we'd sort of use this as an opportunity to, as I said, first of all, talk a little bit about the DN in general. Do we like it? Do we not? But also maybe talk about some of these colorways a little bit more specifically. So let's start with the shoe itself, Scotty boy. Have you fallen for the DN, or are you not too sure on it?
I haven't fallen for it, but I think it's just because it's not for me. Like, it's not my type of shoe. However, I do think with the resurgence of like the Nike Tech Fleece and that kind of style, I think this falls very much a line with that. And I can see a lot of people wanting this shoe and liking this shoe. I don't think it's terrible. I think the design of it actually is sleek. It's kind of cool. The airbag design on the back is very different. I like that. I think that's something that they could definitely move across to kind of other designs in the future. I don't think it's terrible. I think it's one of those, again, where the colorway will make a big difference on this shoe, because, you know, I'm on Double Up, Double Down this week, and I'm not going to lie, I was looking at that sale DN and going, oh, that ain't half bad. That sale pair is very, very nice. Same with the kind of the light Allwood pair, nice. The kind of the platinum, Yeah, good. The black, I can see the black pairs flying. And I can also see that kind of black, the all day pair, as they're calling it. There's an all day and an all night. That all day pair I can see probably appearing quite a lot on people's feet. So I think this is a model that might take off. Obviously we've had the Supreme iteration of it as well that's released that people went mad for, which it's literally a black version with Supreme printed across it, and I know that's enough. But yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. I think actually it's one of the better new shoes they brought out. I mean, obviously for Air Max Day we've got this, and then last year we had the Pulse, which again, even the Air Max Pulse wasn't a bad looking shoe. The Air Max Day releases certainly seem to be better than the Sneakers Day releases, because the Sneaker Day releases shoes are fucking terrible. But yeah, I'm not mad at it, which I'm really surprised at. But yeah, I can see a lot of people rocking this pair and making it look good. And like I said, I mean, looking at colorways, actually one that's just caught my eye, the half blue colorway. You put that with the rumored like Central C kind of baby blue Nike Tech Fleece. I can see lots of people rocking that. Yeah, I think it's quite good.
Yeah, I'm a little bit on the fence with it. I mean, it's I think sort of taking a page out of your book, Scotty Boy. It's definitely not one for me, and therefore it's not one that I can see myself like getting really, really excited about and sort of racing out to the shops to get. But I think what they have been able to do is create a silhouette that, given that it is a Nike or it's an Air Max model, and we do have a very interesting take on the sort of Air Max tech, I think it's enough to maybe sort of pander a little bit to the Air Max fan. But as well as that, it has a shape that is very, very familiar to like a Nocta Glide. So you've got all of the sort of the Nocta fans can probably really get behind this. But then also you've got colorways like the All Day that you mentioned, that is a very, very TN inspired sort of colorway where it is that sort of gradient. But then, as you've also mentioned, you can really, really sort of tone it down and appeal to almost like the sort of mesh runner-esque person, like the almost sort of New Balance-esque fan with something like the Sail colorway. So it really is that I'm looking at it thinking it's an incredibly versatile shoe that I didn't really expect. And I don't know whether or not that's the intention of Nike to like really make a shoe that's incredibly versatile. It looks a little bit too chunky for me to really be sold on it myself personally, but there is so much variety in the shoe that it really does sort of, in my eyes anyway, I can see so many little design nods to so many sort of current on-trend shoes. I'm finding it really difficult to see how this shoe doesn't take off. The only thing that does really, really bug me, and this is going to be like the stupidest thing in the world for it to bug someone, but I really don't like the fact that there's two colorways that are basically exactly the same, apart from one has pink bubbles and one doesn't, and that is the is it the anthracite slash light crimson, and then the all night pair that you mentioned. Basically, it's an entire black upper with a sort of pinky red mini swoosh. You've sort of got a purpley gradient across like the middle panel of the shoe. It's literally exactly the same shoe, apart from the all night has a pink set of bubbles, and the anthracite just has clear bubbles. And I'm thinking to myself, like, is that really needed as two separate colorways? Because they are literally identical apart from the color of the air bubbles. But I don't know if that's just me being like a little bit of a grumpy old man, or whether it's just like the color, the pictures themselves that we've been given make it look like it's not that different. But you've got all of these sort of like variety of colorways where you've got Vault Green, white and blue, baby blue, you've got grays, you've got sails, you've got gradients, you've got triple black, triple white, and then you've just got two shoes that are exactly the same apart from the bubble. Like, that's it, really, really irks me, and I don't know why.
I'd actually noticed those ones. I did think that some of them were very similar from one another, but yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be, like I say, that TN vibe about it. You know, the younger guys, especially the guys that kind of just rock track suits, Yeah, having all these. And Nike must be fairly confident with the model because that's a lot of colorways to just go, there you go. Because normally there might be one or two colorways that, here you go, test the water and then kind of release them down the line. But I mean, yeah, they're coming out the bag with 12 colorways straight off the bat. That is a lot. And I'm not gonna lie, the majority of them are actually nice colorways, and even the Vault one, not for me, but I can see people. Like I say, black tracksuit, pair of them, yeah, sorted. I can see it happening. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good release for them. Again, it's one of those, give it a year's time. How are we going to be talking about this shoe? Because I know you said Sole Supplier obviously are really pushing it, and I'm sure they're getting paid handsomely to push it as well. But the skeptic in me, but it is one of them where we see this every year, people being given pairs. I mean, what was the they were given that leopard print, whatever it was,
Oh God,
Air
the leopard
Max weird
Huarache.
thing. There was that. There was some weird pairs that obviously people have gone and gone, oh, look at this. This is amazing. I still see people wearing rocking the ISPA going, yeah, look at these. No. You would never have bought them. You were given them and we'll move on because it's just this is marketing. This is what PR is. But I do think there is some warrant with this. And I think, yeah, actually. Again, for Sole Supplier, I think a big portion of their market is going to like these. Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all. Not a pair that I'm going to rush for, but I can see a lot of good collabs coming out of this as well. Like, I know there's rumors of like Central C, but I think certainly, kind of, if you put them on, Drake could do a collab on these quite comfortably and claim it. I mean, like I said, it's very close to the Noctoglide, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of rappers that this style fits in with. Perfectly, especially British rappers. So, yeah, I could see. I mean, not gonna lie, I could see a Cortez collab if they don't go to
I was
Adidas.
just about to say that.
But you could do a Cortez collab on this, and it would go mad. Potentially more mad than
That's
the
what I was
95.
thinking.
So, yeah, I think actually, for once, in terms of a new release on Air Max Day, they've done a decent job. Well done them.
I tell you what, we've been doing this podcast a long time now, Scotty boy, and I didn't ever think we'd be sort of saying how good a new Air Max model was going to be on Air Max Day. Hey, who would have thought it? God, how times change. How times change. Hey, we've been screaming for years and years and years now that, hey, Nike, do something new. You're relying too much on nostalgia, and that they've been able to do that. It really seems like that they are investing more in innovation. And this might be one of the first sort of home runs that they've had in a little while. So we shall see. Again, you always reference like the sort of the Element shoes a couple of years ago. Again, is it going to be one of those things that we have 1 year of almost hysteria, and then in 2 or 3 years we're going to look back and go, why did we all buy DNs? But only
I
time will
mean,
tell.
what I will say as well, though, is to any Nike fan that goes on about Adidas, New Balance, whoever. Oh, they released too many colorways. Oh, they NMD it. 12 colorways right off the bat. Just let's remember this. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying no hypocrisy.
We were doing so well not to insult anyone, Scott. And then right at the end, when we were about to move on, you decided to just throw that one out there. But you're right, so I'll forgive you. but with that, should we move on to our first main segment of today, Scott? Or should we move on to shoes rounds? Every single week, we spend a little bit of time looking back at some of the biggest news stories that have hit the world of sneakers, and we give our thoughts and opinions. This week, it is me taking shoes rounds. Without further ado, I'll pass back over to me. The shoes rounds. So, Scotty boy, this week's news story is really just a news story to sort of balance out the universe a little bit. Because if you think back to last week or sort of a couple of weeks ago, we've spent a good chunk of time talking about yay and sneaker sort of controversies there. We're still yet to talk about a Nike lawsuit, although I do believe maybe we did speak about a Nike lawsuit just a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember now off the top of my head. And of course, it wouldn't be a new sneaker year without having a new story relating to, of course, Mischief. So we're talking about Mischief bringing out a new shoe. By now, you guys will know all about who Mischief are. They are a brand, a Brooklyn-based creative collective that essentially creates art and disruptive art at that, whether it is disruptive in the sense of they make crazy shit, or whether it is disruptive in the sense of basically ripping off other brands. They do like to stir up a fuss, and Mischief are again doing exactly that. Mischief have decided to bring out their next shoe, which is essentially the 2x4 boot. The reason why this is sort of making such a fuss is because the shoe itself looks rather similar to the Timberland's iconic wheat 6-inch construction boots. Now, of course, in typical Mischief fashion, they have made it a little bit crazy, because the way the shoe is designed is it is essentially a wheat 6-inch boot. However, it has a huge chunky midsole, and essentially the design of the shoe looks as if it has an outsole, not only on the outsole, but also across the top and tongue of the shoe. It's essentially got an upper outsole and an actual outsole. But where the sort of drama has come from this week is the fact that Mischief have, of course, been posting about this new shoe, and Timberland as a brand aren't very happy about it, because Timberland decided to go onto Twitter posting an image of the 6-inch wheat boot with the caption, "The original." Now, Mischief, in true Mischief fashion, decided to rebuttal, and they posted the exact same post, just with the 2x4 boot, and said, "Also original." So of course, who would have thought it? Mischief creating a little bit of controversy. They have tapped into the sort of Timberland-esque marketing side of things by having Spike Lee, who is a New York native and known for being a New York Knicks fan, wearing in the sort of marketing campaign the 2x4 boots. So they're doing something there to sort of tap into the roots of the Timberland boot. But Scott, are you surprised to see that Mischief have pissed someone else off in 2024?
Not in the slightest. We were waiting for it, weren't we? It was bound to happen at some point. They seem to kind of, take it in turns with creating something a bit mad and, deliberately pissing something off. But, I mean, look, that's what they do. And quite frankly, they're quite good at it. It works. But these are, I mean, there's something. I saw these.
Your brain almost couldn't comprehend. You were like really ready to rip this shoe apart, and you sort of like, brain can't think of insults too bad.
When I saw this shoe and I thought, all right, cool, I get it. It looks a bit like a Timberland, but I mean, it looks like it's completely made of plastic.
It does.
It looks cheap. It looks nasty. Whatever. And then I saw the picture of Spike Lee wearing them. Spike Lee, very cool dude. But the size of these shoes, good Lord.
It's a big
sole. Like,
yeah.
It makes a Balenciaga Triple S look like a sandal. Like, it's ridiculously big. It's chunky. It's massive. It's just ridiculous. But the marketing is quite funny because, like I say, the original and then them kind of immediately clapping back is very entertaining. But to me, I just look at it and I don't even know why Timberland even remotely bothered, because if I were them, I'd just be looking at this and going, yeah, whatever. Like, to have a boot that is in the wheat color with a black collar, you see so many companies do them, Caterpillar do them, you know, all these weird construction kind of things do them. This is just ludicrous. I think Timberland would have done better if they'd have just gone, yeah, whatever, and just left it, because you've given Mischief more ammunition. But yeah, I mean, they're ridiculous.
You
They're
fed into it, haven't
stupid.
you? You fed into their sort of
Yeah.
agenda of, like, again,
You
disrupting.
took the bait. Like
Yeah.
that's the thing. Like, if you don't take the bait, no one cares. It's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be like the Big Red Boot, you know, the wavy babies where we're gonna see them for a couple of months. People are gonna wear them. People are gonna struggle to get them on and off their feet as they always do. And then they will disappear into the ether, never to be seen again, up until it comes to the year sneaker of the year panels, where inevitably somebody will mention them to try and be different and to try and be like, oh, look at me, I like this shoe, when really it's shit. And then that'll be it. It'll go done. It's one of those. It's the circle of life at this point. You
Circle
know,
of life.
they release, they piss somebody off, they get themselves into trouble, and then they do go dormant, and then they do it again, and that's it. Nothing ever really comes of it other than a potential lawsuit, which they seemingly weasel their way out of every single time. It's just, when are they going to
It's
learn? Just don't
changed.
bite.
The saying's changed now, isn't it? It's no longer there's two things that are guaranteed in life, death and taxes. It's like there's three things guaranteed in life, death, taxes, and mischief piss people off. Like that's
Yeah.
just now part of, yeah, that we need to start changing the saying. But no, I you've summarized it incredibly well. I don't really know how I could sort of advance on that in any which way, shape, or form other than, yeah, it was bound to happen and it has. So I feel like if anyone out there is playing 2024 sneaker bingo, you can cross off on your list mischief pissing someone off. We're only a couple of back doors away from maybe someone calling bingo, and we're halfway through March, and that probably leads us on quite nicely to our next segment. With that is the news. Oh, so with that, let's move on to our next main segment, and that is Double Up, Double Down. Every single week, we look ahead at some of the upcoming sneaker releases. We pick a shoe that we like, a double up, a shoe that we dislike, a double down, and a sleeper pick, a shoe that will get a little bit lost amongst the hype. Scotty Boy, it is you taking this segment this week. So without further ado, I'll pass over to you for Double Up, Double Down.
Thank you very much. And speaking of back doors, let's move on to Trophy Room, shall we? Because they have a shoe releasing. And this time, you might actually be able to get a pair. I say might, still going to be very limited. But on the 21st of March, for not a bad price of £140, we have the Trophy Room times Jordan 1 Low away. So yeah, this is a nice little pack from Trophy Room. Two Jordan 1 Lows, an away iteration and a home iteration. There's not much between the two, but I will explain the differences, because the pair that is releasing to the general public and not a Trophy Room exclusive is the away iteration. Currently, they're available in the UK on End, SNS, and I'm assuming they will appear on sneakers, etc., in the coming days. But the shoe is based off the 1986 FLIR basketball rookie cards and the 1984 Sports Illustrated photo of Michael Jordan. Obviously, Trophy Room, if you weren't aware, is a kind of a sneaker boutique store that is run by his son, Marcus Jordan. So a lot of these the details on this have nods to his father. It's kind of both pairs are in this reverse black toe colorway. Kind of red, kind of tongue area, red overlays on the front, kind of back, black kind of heel counter. This version is incredibly premium, from what we're seeing. Premium leather, has an embroidered swoosh. It's a black swoosh on this pair, with now some outlets are saying it's a red polyester fabric. But there's a lot of other outlets saying that it's a satin fabric over the top as well. Whatever the material is, it's used to, it's a nod to his dad's jersey, and it's meant to represent kind of that material and kind of give that same shine and look that from a basketball jersey that Michael Jordan would have worn. Gold Wings logo on the heel, with Michael Jordan's signature on the heel as well. pre-aged midsole, and then the trophy room logo is embroidered on the satin front on the satin toe box on the front. This, yeah, let's say this is part of a pack. So the away iteration is what we're getting. The home iteration is a trophy room exclusive. It's basically exactly the same shoe, except it's a white embroidered swoosh, and there's some blue details on it as well to kind of reference the rookie card. This shoe will be a myth to get. It's not going to be easy, but just be thankful that you can even attempt to get a pair. I must admit, it is a very good looking shoe. This will go down as a shoe that it will probably be a grail for some people in the future. I think this is one of the better, if not the best, trophy room Jordan that we've seen, because I think the Jordan 1 High I thought was rubbish, to be honest. So yeah, very good. I know a lot of people are very much after this. It's a nice pair. You can't go wrong with the colorway, and it's in premium materials with nice details. There's not really much to kind of hate on this, to be honest.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's really, really nice. Like I said, I really, really like the fact that you've mixed up the materials. I think it works really, really well on the low. I do just, and I know this sounds really silly because, of course, being that it's Marcus Jordan's brand and he wants to celebrate his dads and things like this, but I do hope after this they do, if they are going to sort of bring out something Jordan 1 related, that they just stay away from the Chicago colorway a little bit. Like, if you think about the two big sort of Jordan releases, I know they've had like the sevens and things at this release, etc., but like, really, the two big ones that are the big talking points for Trophy Room are going to be a Chicago High and essentially a sort of Chicago-esque low. And I do just think, like, come on, yeah, it's sort of a little bit easy. That being said, this I think is a really good shoe that's going to redeem themselves from the High, because people can't talk about Trophy Room without like having a little bit of a giggle at the first pair, because of just how embarrassing that release went. So this particular shoe, really, really nice. I hope the people that want it get it, but I do also hope that after this, Trophy Room try and prove themselves with a different avenue rather than doing something else that is Jordan 1 related in a red, white and black colorway.
Yeah, that's bit of a given, isn't it? You release something like that, and yeah, you're gonna do all right with it. But yes, hopefully they can redeem it at some point. Maybe the moniker of King of Backdoors will eventually leave them, but it might not be after this release. We'll see. But we'll move on to the Double Down, and this is a pair that I might get a little bit of stick for picking, but the Double Down for this week is, I will describe it as it says on sneakers, the Nike SB Dunk Low Pure Platinum and Vivid Purple, releasing on the 20th for £110. This is actually a collaboration shoe. Not that sneakers want you to know that, but this is a SB Dunk designed by skateboarder racer Lille. Quite the story. She was the Olympic silver medalist at the Tokyo Games, born in Brazil, and won her silver medal at the age of 13.
Madness.
Don't know what you were doing at the age of 13, but I was not at the Olympics. So yeah, absolutely crazy, and certainly somebody that you would say deserves a shot at designing her own shoe. So yeah, SB Dunk gum outsole, white leather upper, with kind of debossed side panels. Kind of can't quite make out what the pattern is on there, but yeah, kind of quite a cool funky pattern, debossed on the white outside, on the white side panels.
It looks like smiley faces.
I can't really tell with it. It's,
well, if you look at it, it looks like smiley faces that some of them are the right way up and some of them are upside down. It looks like two lines and then a little bracket smiley face underneath, which does make sense, because if you look at the Lace Dubre, it is three different colours of three smiley faces. So it's basically just the Lace Dubre embossed on the side, essentially.
Yeah, I couldn't quite make up what the pattern was on the side looking at the images, but yeah, that would make a lot of sense. We have kind of opposing purple and blue swooshes on the shoe, kind of like, say, on the one side blue, one side purple. The smiley face Lace Dubre, as Matt has mentioned. And then what I really like about this shoe is the two-toned laser-etched suede overlays. Again, trying to figure out what that material was at first, because from a distance it looked like almost like just printed kind of canvas material.
Yeah.
And then when you properly look at it, yeah, it is two-toned laser-etched suede, which is very, very cool. A lot of the patterns just come from some of her favorite patterns she's seen while competing around the world, in some of the designs that she's seen on skateboards and kind of marketing stuff. So yeah, I mean, this shoe, it's very bright, it's very colorful, it's, you know,
I was
I
going to
would
say,
say it's
you've
a
picked this,
kid's shoe.
yes, you've picked this at the Double Down, but you're saying about all its amazing things. Why don't you like this
Yeah,
shoe, Scott?
It's a shoe that I just look at and I go, eh. Like, I don't know. It's just, it for me, I just don't like it. And I again, I'm going to kind of caveat this with, there's not many bad shoes releasing this week. In fact, there's a lot of very, 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 very good shoes. And it was very hard to pick the double up and sleeper. But I just look at this and I just go, yeah, out of all the pairs this week, I think this is just the one that I just dislike the most and I wouldn't wear
The
as
worst of a
much.
good
But
bunch.
yeah, but when you look at the design, when you realize it's designed by a 16-year-old, it does make sense. Like, there's nothing about this shoe that doesn't make sense. It's just, for me, I think if you'd have made this a kid's shoe and put it in kids' colorways, the kids' sizing, I mean, yeah, but I think, yeah, for the kind of more adult sneakerheads, I just think this one might not hit as well as some of the other pairs.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that it's releasing this week. I have seen a few people on social media like really, really getting behind this and really, really liking this shoe. But I think, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's an unfortunate week where it's sort of surrounded by other big, big releases. And like I said, coming out in a month where a lot of people are going to be looking ahead to Air Max Day and things like this. And there's other more anticipated releases in the month of March. It's not an offensive shoe. You are right. Like, I think with the sort of smiley face lace Dubrays and things like this, I think it does look a little bit childish. But I mean, one really, really easy way to sort of solve that is just take the lace Dubrays off, and then you do essentially just have a sort of white and cream shoe with some purple and blue swooshes and a gum sole. So I mean, it's not the worst shoe in the world, but I really would have liked to have seen, bearing in mind this shoe is, I don't know, it might just be that Racer Lille's style is quite a muted style, but I would have really liked them to have said, we have an absolute gold mine of a story here. 13-year-old Olympian, one of the like a young woman that is pioneering a sport that has predominantly been male sort of focused for years and years and years. Let's really do what we can to push and make the best SB of the year. And I do think it's sort of a little bit bland. Again, it might just be that that's her style, I don't know, but I think for such a cool story, they could have done a little bit better.
I'll completely agree. Not to mention, like, the fact that it's just listed on sneakers as an
Yes.
SB Dunk. Like, come on now. Like, just put a name on it.
Yeah.
Like, is that that hard? It's yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot more they could have done with this, but there we are. So we'll move on to the sleeper pick, and this is a sleeper pick that we didn't mention when I was going on about the long list of shoes that is releasing that I very much like. But coming in for the sleeper pick this week is the Amamiya Airship in the white green colorway. This shoe has a slightly different release. So there is an online raffle that is running up until the 18th of March. However, there is an additional drop on the 22nd of March through the Amamiya website. It's listed at $140. So for us on this side of the pond, that means £110. And then you take into account, obviously, your shipping, which is going to bump you up to about 140 anyway. But yeah, this shoe is kind of based around Amamiya's fourth value, which is to obsess the details. And what that means is basically it's ridiculously high quality with very subtle design hints. So kind of previous guest of the podcast and your co-host, Mark, was very, very spy on the Amami Air airship that released last year in the black and white colorway. And this is very similar, just replacing the black with an absolutely gorgeous shade of almost kind of jade emerald green on there. So yeah, it's described as a testament to exclusivity, limited release, meticulously crafted with premium suede green accents on the canvas of immaculate white leather, as described by Amami Air. Amami Air badging adorns the tongue, jacquard monogram pattern on the custom liner, and an A logo charm, giving it its unique identity. There's also a lot of clothing coming out with this as well, which looks amazing. But yeah, the kind of the idea of the obsessed the details is a, kind of about you doing all the work, applying the smallest of touches, and kind of all of these little nice little touches that get overlooked by other people, but you know you're there, and the people that really appreciate you know they're there as well. And that's kind of what they've looked at with this shoe. And yeah, like I say, immaculate white crisp uppers, beautiful suede green hits on the swoosh and around the collar. And then it's got a slightly strange aged midsole. It's not your typical kind of, we're just going to make it slightly sail. It looks a bit kind of like someone's got a
Nigel
teabag.
Silvestri.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, a bit Nigel Silvestri. You know, like when he did like a school project and he got like a teabag and he like rubbed it over a bit of paper and it kind of gave it.
Yep.
It's a bit like that. But it also comes
it
with
looks
three
rusty.
lace. Yeah, rusty is a good description. It also comes with a pair of rusty laces as well, which I thought.
I love the rusty laces.
I don't mind them. At first, I thought it looked like someone had just kind of pissed all over your shoes. But then afterwards, I was there like, ah, oh, this does actually look quite good. So, yeah, I think these are beautiful. And I think the price point is amazing. I actually probably prefer these to the trophy rooms, but I know the trophy rooms are going to be the one that everyone's looking at this year, the, kind of this week. These, in amongst some other pairs, I think are going to go massively under the radar, and I think they're beautiful. I love them.
Is this potentially Amma Manier's best shoe yet? Am I
Do you
just saying
prefer
that?
Do you prefer it over the black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with 1,000%.
I would probably agree with you.
Yeah, I know it's going to be an sort of unpopular opinion because of the fact that everyone absolutely loves the three. And like, don't get me wrong, I also do like the three. But like, we've been saying the whole of last year, I was saying the second they brought back the ship, like I've really, really loved what Jordan Brand have done with the airship. And when we were speaking to Mark last year, he said that, yeah, the black pair was sort of one of his favorite under the radar sort of pickups of the year. And I just think that green elevates it so much with, like I said, that rusty midsole and sort of the little touches that exactly what the design of the shoe was supposed to. I'm really, really struggling to say that this is the best Amma Manier shoe so far because I still really, really love that white five from last year. But I really do think this is sort of like a real toss up between the. You catch me on one day and I'm going to say the five is the best AMM pair so far. And you catch me on another day and I'm going to say this one's my favorite because this is really up there as some of the best work from Amma Manier. So yeah, really, really like this pair.
Yeah, it's very hard to split. I think, like I say, people will say the threes. I understand that.
You know what? I'm committing to it. This is the best. You know what? I've just seen the pictures again. Sod it. Yeah, this is number one. Five's number two. Three's number three.
It's so wearable though, as well. This is the thing. Like it's beautiful. It's crisp. It's clean. And it looks premium as hell for a price point that really is not anywhere close to the Jordan price point. Yeah, I love these, and this, if I'm going for a pair, this is very quickly becoming the pair that I might be going after. So we shall see. But yeah, on that, I'm hoping that we have a steal of the week.
We do indeed. If there's people that are listening to you wanting to buy shoes, Scotty boy, that maybe don't want to be spending the money that you might be spending on shoes at the minute, we have some steals for you. And surprise, surprise, I feel like they're coming up most weeks, to be perfectly honest. But we have a steal from size, and we are looking at the size exclusive Adidas BW Army trainer. The BW Army trainer is a sort of rather iconic sort of shoe for Adidas, because it doesn't have the three stripes. It is a sort of terrace based shoe that doesn't have the three stripes, and again, sort of very sought after amongst sort of Adidas collectors. Now, size last year brought out a couple of colorways in the Army trainer, a brown colorway, and then the pair I'm picking is the sort of green khaki colorway. I don't know exactly what sort of shade of green they've called it, but essentially a sort of nice khaki green. The shoe was £90, it's now £50, and they currently have sizes 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9, 10, 10.5, and 11. And yeah, if you're someone that wants to sort of hop on the terrace bandwagon but want something that's a little bit different, these look very, very classy.
Yeah, 100%. The Army trainer is a trainer that has been mimicked by so many high-end brands. And yeah, here it is for considerably cheaper. So yeah, absolutely love it. People are going mad for the hard copy white pair. These are very similar. So yeah, go grab a pair.
Well, Scotty boy, that brings us on to our final segment of the podcast. And that is, of course, the Doubled Up Podcast, Triple Up. So in this segment, Scotty boy, I present you with three shoes, and it is your duty, no, your responsibility to blind rank them top to bottom. Now, seeing as last week we realised that we almost neglected the fact that it is Air Max month, and I did commit last week that every single one of these episodes we were going to have a different Air Max themed triple up. Last week was Air Max 97s. This week is Air Max 90s. So in a short while, Scott, I'll present you with your first Air Max 90. You need to tell me top, middle, or bottom. And again, we continue to blind rank to see where these shoes end up. Are you ready, Scotty boy?
I am indeed.
So I'm not holding any punches this week. I know last week I sort of did a couple of more obscure 97s. This week I am just going pure heat for Air Max 90s. And we are starting things off with the Air Max 90 Warhawk.
Oh, start off strong. Well, oh, damn.
Oh, yes. I'm not fucking about this week, Scott. We're going big. Warhawks.
I'm gonna have to put it.
Go ahead, sorry, man.
Go on. No, go on. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, while Scott thinks to sort of buy him a little bit of time, the Warhawks are considered one of the most sort of grail of grail status Air Maxes amongst Air Max collectors. An incredibly impressive shoe. You cannot miss it because of the fact that it's obviously inspired by fighter jets, and you have the big sort of teeth marks down towards the front of the shoe. Green, orange hits. You've got the sort of little military symbols on there. Very, very iconic. And worth a pretty penny as well.
I'm going to put it in the middle.
Ooh, okay.
Could quite easily go top. There's a lot of good 90s, but also that Warhawk is... I mean, it's a bold shoe. Yeah. It's a very bold shoe. There's also... I've seen a couple of people hinting that there might be a retro of that pair at some point in the future. I don't know when or where, but I've seen a few little things floating around. But I'm going to put it in the middle. It can't go bottom. It cannot go bottom. But it's hard. Yeah,
it's the problem with going hard on the first pick. You have no idea what's coming up, so no. It's a difficult position to be in. Well, Scotty boy, I did say I'm going guns blazing this time around, because the second pair that you are blind ranking is the Atmos Duck Camo, not the reverse that we had a couple of years ago. We are going with the original Duck Camo, one of the most iconic Air Max 90s out there, with that iconic duck camo upper, black toe box, black swoosh, black towards the heel, and then of course the classic infrared sort of touches. inspired by the original Air Max 90. But yeah, Scotty boy, where are we putting the Atmos Duck Camo 90?
Shit.
You even put it top or bottom?
Fuck. I'm gonna have to put it bottom. That's a
Okay.
travesty, but I'm gonna have to put it bottom. I really like that. I love that shoe. And when the reverse duck camo came out, I was trying very hard to get a pair of that shoe. It's not as if it's very difficult to get a pair, even though the price is. That reverse duck camo at one point you could pick up for like £100, and now on StockX, last sale, £274.
I
Again, rumors of another
time.
retro of that one as well.
Time does one or two things, obviously, with shoes. Time will either make you go like a shoe plummets in price, or over time it gradually increases. Because yeah, that was a 2020 shoe, wasn't it? That was they had the triple pack for Air Max month, where you sort of had the reverse duck camo, and then you had the vault camo, and then you had
Yeah,
the sort of
orange.
the green, the orange, and the green ones as well.
But also, you talk about time and kind of things going up and things going down. How the fuck has the Air Max 1 Pattern Monarch dropped so significantly in price? Like, what's going on? That's crazy.
It's still not that cheap in my size, so
No, it's not cheap, but I mean, in a 12, last sold was like 220. Last time I looked, like
hey,
that's a good price.
some pairs are a little bit funky. I'm still surprised the price that I paid for Hannah's pair, bearing in mind it's a size 5, and size 5 seems to be really, really rare. Like, about actually finding a 5, like it was basically like a little bit over retail, I think I paid for it. So hey, you never know, sizes can surprise you. Anyway, Scott, talking about shoes that surprise you, we are going to go for our third and final Air Max 90. And we are going with the Dizzy Rascal Tongue in Cheek, which is clearly your number one.
Now we're talking.
Oh,
What a
dear.
pair. That is not the pair I was expecting either,
No.
but I mean that's a hell of a pair. Yeah, that's a big boy pair that is.
I told you I wasn't
Love
pulling any
it.
punches this week. I wasn't pulling any punches. So in that case then, Scott, just to quickly summarize your top three Air Max 90s, we have at number one the Dizzy Rascal Air Max 90 Tongue in Cheek. In second, you had the Air Max 90 Warhawk, and in third, you had the Atmos Air Max 90 Duck Camo. Like I said, I did say we're not fucking about. There's no GR colorways in there, or no sort of ones that I like that aren't as popular. No, I'm just going for the highest heat Air Max 90s I could possibly
Jeez.
think of.
Dizzy
Minus obviously
Rascals.
some big ones.
Size 12. A US 12 or a UK 11, my size. Last sale, £540. If I jump down a size to an 11, last sold price, £1,056. Somehow my price is the cheapest on there. What's going on
Hey,
there?
miracles can happen. Again, if we're looking at sort of the lowest asks, a UK 10, apparently you can buy now for £6,171.
Bargain.
I'll have six, please. Thank you very much. Oh, dear. I think overall you've done all right there, Scott. I mean, realistically, you could have put them in any order and you would have been all right because, again, we're talking about three of the best Air Maxes to ever, ever be created. And Scotty boy, we've been speaking about some decent shoes today. Let's not ruin this episode. Give us a good, your best dad joke to close this episode out.
I promise this is the best one, but
But
why can't
it's
you?
almost like the sorry, I really didn't mean to interrupt you there. I'm so sorry. The best dad joke, if anything, this is like living in opposite world because realistically, the best dad joke means it's actually the worst. So I feel like you're okay. We've covered all bases here.
Maybe. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the P is silent.
Sake. I'm not even laughing at that one. I can't. Oh, God, that was atrocious. But I loved it.
Terrible.
Well, that sucked the energy out of the room, didn't it? That one. Oh dear. Hey, on that note, thank you for listening to the Doubled Up Podcast. Remember, if you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and review and share the podcast with your friends and family. Make sure you follow at Doubled Up Podcast on Instagram and use hashtag Doubled Up Pod to be featured on the Instagram page. You can find me, Matt, at Matt_Sibley_ on Instagram. Scott, tell the listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at _SneakerTeacher.
Speak to you next time, guys. Goodbye, and as always, peace for new song.